The Book Scorpion by Aldous Asterion, read by Aldous Asterion. Man can embody the truth, but he cannot know it. Yeats. 1. Ex Libris. As if gazing down a corridor, observe. The great replete shelves repeat themselves, as I'm sure their contents do, and note how no red thread describes the arcane arc, as if a minotaur would leap ex libris. The dewy decimal additions of the New Jerusalem might here be held, but by my unerudite blunt mind belied. Oh, belated ghost, get lost in the gallery. 2. Ignis Fatuus. There is not world enough, not time to serve. Might I inscribe one letter, line, or verse of worth to paste up on a shelf to wait and while and waste until some hearer harks its tiny ticks inside the cosmic index. I strained to lay that line iambically. One thought that thinking more could not reverse. No rabbi here to relate, no priest to bless. Mere reader, maudlin creature, mute witness. 3. Pseudoscorpionida. The pseudoscorpion, though small, deserves our notice here as metaphor. It was, like logic, first described by Aristotle. Like other patrons, it may have two eyes, or four, or none. It crawls across the scrawls. It cannot scry. It has no sting. It eats the mites that eat the books it thus preserves. Look what great work the bug accomplishes along the margins, in between the lines.